Let us behold our King. And so we have those opening words in our gospel lesson this morning. Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Isn't that a great line? Ah, if everyone would just know, would just want to know all about Jesus. Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Ah, these Greeks who came to Philip probably had witnessed that wonderful procession into Jerusalem. And now was the time of Passover. And there were throngs and throngs of people all over the Mediterranean. They had come now to celebrate. It was also then going to be the final week of Jesus' life and the end of his short 3-year ministry. And so these Greeks who had heard about Jesus for some time, they want to talk to him. And why not? Could it be that they knew about the promised Messiah, which they had read about in the Old Testament scriptures? After all, these Greeks were people who had turned to the Jewish faith. They were what we call proselytes. And they knew through the scriptures that a Messiah would come. Even though they were by birth Gentiles, they wanted to know this Jesus. And this is very telling for us even today. For Jesus did not come just for the Jews, but he came for all people. And so they come and they find Jesus and his disciples and ask to speak to him, maybe out of curiosity, maybe out of that prophecy. But notice that Jesus doesn't turn to talk to them. Jesus doesn't take time to tell them about his ministry. He doesn't have time to go through all of the wonderful things that happened to explain to these Greeks. No, Jesus cuts to the point. He's on a mission. He begins to talk about his impending death and says that the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly. In other words, pay attention. I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. With this illustration, Jesus is saying that he is that grain of wheat. And if you try to keep that grain of wheat and preserve it, you get nothing. To prevent Jesus from going into the ground, the world would gain nothing, and we would all be stuck in our sin. But if you bury that grain of wheat in the earth, it rises to bear much fruit. Just like the seed that's cast into the ground would die and is buried, just like the seed that now would rise to new life. Jesus is the Son of God, and he has to lose his life for the purpose for which he has come into the world. Jesus is rising to new life. Will do what he came to do. It will bear much fruit for all who believe, and that fruit will be the gift of eternal life. So Jesus doesn't mince any words. He really doesn't have time for any of that. He has told his disciples several times that he is going to suffer at the hands of the Sanhedrin, and he is going to be scourged and whipped, and he is going to be put on trial and eventually killed. But he also tells them that he will rise to eternal life. And now he needs to lay it out before his disciples, and basically it is for us as well, that whoever loves his life is going to lose it. And whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If we love the world so much that we live like the world lives, and we say the same things that everyone in the world is doing, then how is our witness going to help others into the kingdom? Yes, and so he says, if anyone serves me, he must follow me. Follow him. Do what he has asked, because that's the will of the Father. And he says, where I am, there will my servant be also. And if anyone serves me, the Father will honor me. Did you hear that? If we follow the ways of this world, we will lose our life, eternal life, forever. And we don't want that. And so Jesus is no longer speaking in a way that people cannot understand in parables and things like that. Now he is telling them that we need to follow him. Follow him all the way to our cross. Follow him no matter what it takes, no matter how we may disagree, but follow him as outlined in the Word of God. And so everyone knows, of course, that this life is going to be hard and we may make excuses, but don't. Just don't. As followers, we know that our lives are going to be more difficult just because we follow Jesus. We can expect to be treated just like Jesus was treated. There will be arrest, and there will be trials and temptations. Our lives will be at great turmoil as we talk to others about Jesus and they don't like what we have to say. And there are people in this world all over who are being put to death for just saying everything that needs to be said about the Word of God, of taking a stand for Christ. And why does not the world understand this? It is because the world does not make any sense of what God did for us and why Jesus came into the flesh. They do not understand because it makes no sense that Jesus could be God and man at the same time. And it doesn't make any sense that people can be sinful and are separated from God, and that separation needs to be mended back again. It doesn't make any sense because people think that by nature everyone is good and we can find our own way to heaven. And of course, if you clean up your act, that should be good enough. But it isn't. And if you really stop to think about it, it doesn't really make any sense that if we follow Jesus, we should have to suffer after all. Who wants to go and suffer? Jesus calls us to suffer for him, to take up our cross and follow him. No, people want to be prosperous and wealthy and healthy. They don't want suffering. Can you see how nothing has really changed in our world? There are people who still preach this kind of feel-good message, and they want people to understand that if they follow Jesus, oh, life will be so much better and so good. But Jesus says that, what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. It is for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. So the true reality is that Jesus knew why he came into the world. He had to die. Because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. He needed to heal that separation that took place in the Garden of Eden so long ago. He needed to, first of all, deal with sin. And he needed to deal with death. And he needed to deal with hell once and for all. And, of course, in the cross, he dealt with Satan, the fatal blow. The ruler of this present world is on a limited time. He is on a leash. And when Jesus comes again, he will be cast into the fiery pit forever. Jesus will crush the serpent's head. And Jesus knows that this is his time. And so that very week, Jesus is going to fulfill his purpose. And in so doing, he will glorify God's name forever. So that all who hear Jesus' name and bow to that name will find grace and mercy for their lives. In this sacrificial act, Jesus is going to accomplish all that needs to be done. And so he tells us, he warns us, he urges us with these words, to walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. Yes, if you do not walk in the light, darkness can overtake you. That's what sin does. It pulls us away from Christ. And the one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. It's like walking in great darkness and bumping into things. But while you have the light, believe in the light that you may become sons of light. Now, we here in America may not probably lose our lives, yet we are called upon to walk in the light of Christ. He bought us for Himself that we may have eternal life. To walk in that life will be contrary to the ways of this world. And that will cause a lot of unrest and anger. So in a sense, we will lose our life for our Christ every day that we walk in the light. Are we willing to walk that walk? To be willing to suffer all for the sake of Christ? Oh, I pray so. Because the life we live is for Christ. And take heart, though, because God's Holy Spirit is in us, given to us at our baptism, enlightening our eyes to live for Him each and every day. And in that way, Christ will continue to flourish on this earth, where thousands and millions will come to know Him, all because you live for Christ as the light that He has given you in a dark world. Amen. And may His peace, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.